Can the UK finally get the US to do a bit of trade talking? Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. President Biden arrives in Northern Ireland on Tuesday as he begins his visit to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. It largely brought an end to decades of sectarian violence between nationalists who favour United Ireland and unionists who want to remain part of the United Kingdom. While the president's there, the UK's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is looking to restart talks for a trade deal. It hasn't been something Washington's been receptive to in the past, so what's the likelihood this time? The BBC's John Campbell is in Belfast. Hi, John.
Hello there.
So Joe Biden's coming to visit. It's for the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, but there's been trade talks booked in with the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. John, what can we expect from them?
I suppose it may be used as an opportunity to try and kickstart these trade talks between the UK and the US. Because remember, they started way back in 2020, but really haven't amounted to anything very much at all. Now, part of the reason for that is because the UK government was threatening to unilaterally override the post-Brexit trade arrangements for Northern Ireland, which had previously agreed with the EU. And those trade arrangements between the UK and the EU, they make sure that there is an open, free-flowing border on the island of Ireland. Joe Biden was very much in favour of that deal, and the US administration made it clear that if there was anything which the UK did which would lead to the hardening of the border on the island of Ireland, potentially damaging the Good Friday Agreement, then there was no prospect at all of a trade deal ever making it through Congress. Now the UK has reached a new deal with the EU, so that point of pain, that point of tension in UK-US relations has gone away, so that may clear the path to something new in terms of those trade discussions. However, big health warning on this, US administration does not appear very keen at all on doing big, all-singing, all-dancing free trade deals. So it may be that what we could get out of this eventually will be something much more modest.
And what would that much more modest look like, John? Just smaller deals, maybe a couple of agreements here and there?
Yeah, it tends to be things like, you know, memorandums of understanding or technical deals on kind of very particular areas of trade. For example, you know, the UK and US have a very kind of narrow sectoral deal on wine, for example. So it could be looking at other areas like that. So, you know, trying to, you know, reduce or dismantle some of those smaller technical barriers to trade, but not the big overarching tariff eliminating type deal, which we've come to understand trade deals to mean. And, you know, we can see in some of the things which the Biden administration have done, they have not fully walked back some of the protectionist measures which the Trump administration had in place, for example. And I think that gives you an idea of how much we could realistically expect from any trade talks between the UK and the US.
John Campbell, BBC Northern Ireland's economics and business editor, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you for having me on.
Now let's do the numbers. Lots of markets are back open today. European and Asian markets are in the green, and Bitcoin jumped above $30,000 for the first time in 10 months. Analysts say it's been driven by investor fears over turmoil in the global banking sector. Junior doctors are on a four-day strike in the UK over pay and working conditions. They're looking for a 35% pay increase. 350,000 appointments and operations have been cancelled. Here's the BBC's health correspondent, Catherine Byrne, speaking to two junior doctors, Becky and Tal, on the picket line today.
I have a duty to my patients, but I also have a duty to my colleagues and to the service to make it so that the service continues to exist going forward. And I'm not sure that it will if we continue in this situation that we're in at the moment.
And Tal, what about you? 35%, that's quite the increase to be asking for.
Well, it's only a large number because we've had such large pay cuts. We've lost a quarter of our pay in the last 15 years. That's like junior doctors working for 3 months of the year for free. And what I'm seeing on the ground is that so many of my colleagues have left that I'm often having to do the work of two, even three colleagues. That means that I feel like I'm failing my patients every day as we fail to deliver the care that they deserve and that we aspire to give them. We have no choice but to stand for our patients, stand up for ourselves, and stop the exodus by restoring our pay.
That report from the BBC's Catherine Byrne.
By now, we're well into the month of Ramadan. Traditionally, Muslims break fast every evening after prayer and sunset with dates. Then the iftar begins, a celebration with plenty of food, family and friends. However, for some people in Tanzania, rising inflation has changed all that, as the BBC's Abu Fakar Famu reports.
Ramadan is the holy month of fasting for Muslim faithfuls. While breaking the fast, Muslims usually spoil themselves by having their tables full of varieties. But this year's Ramadan has come at a time when the world is experiencing high cost of living, which makes it somehow difficult for people to afford even a daily meal. This is Kisutu Market, one of the local markets here in the commercial city of Dar es Salaam. And in front of me, I can see sacks of rice, beans and other foodstuffs. Traders here are telling me that food prices have so far doubled.
My name is Namanga. Last year there was a low harvest, so there was food scarcity, and that is why the prices went up. When prices are high, customers then are also few, because the majority just don't have a stable income. The prices have increased so much, from beans to rice and flour, and everything is up now this year. It's the highest compared to other years.
And it's because of this that locals too are finding it very hard to cope.
My name is Diana. I am a local trader here in Kisutu Market. This year's Ramadan isn't good. It's very difficult because things are very expensive, so we can't manage to prepare our desired meals when it comes to breaking our fasts. We are forced to cook anything only because it's within our affordability, but it's not our favorite. For instance, we'd wish to prepare spaghetti, cassava, beans, but everything's so expensive now. Life has changed so much.
Ramadan is a time of joy and reflection. But as you can see, for many, this year there is a lot of worry on people's minds.
Abu Fakar Famu with that report. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ollie Dalbert Hansen for producing. Our editor is Joe Critcher, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.